As we gather today, I welcome you all and invite you to worship with us on the fifth Sunday after Epiphany with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor Rita William Chirala. Right now, I'm serving my first call here at Faith. I'm from Delhi, India. It is a great blessing to be with you today. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over all creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Most merciful God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your outward way of love. We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone. Even before the words are on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. Amen. Now receive the forgiveness. How vast is God's grace! Through the power and promise of Christ Jesus, our sins are washed away, and we are claimed as God's own beloved. Indeed, we are forgiven in the wake of God's forgiveness. We are called to be the beloved community, living out Christ's justice and the Spirit's reconciling peace. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The readings for today are from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31, Psalm 147, 1 to 11 and 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 to 23. Today's gospel lesson is from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve him. That evening at sunset, they brought him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed, and Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have been reading Mark's Gospel for a couple of weeks. Last week we read about Jesus in the synagogue, where he had an encounter with a demon-possessed man. We also read about four people that Jesus came to follow him. Today's Gospel text tells us that Jesus visited Simon and Andrew with James and John, where Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law and also healed those in the community that were sick or possessed by demons. Jesus' presence makes a lot of difference. People were healed and restored. Demons were cast out. People's lives were changed. Jesus brought positive change in the lives of people. When I was young and was learning Indian classical dance, my classical dance skills were respected and appreciated by my instructor. I remember when I graduated from college, I was offered a part-time job to teach kids in the same institute. It appealed to me, so I took up the job and started enjoying it. Everything seemed good. But soon after taking the job, I heard voices from other members that the other leaders were jealous of the attention that I was receiving. One day, one of the leaders came over to me and said, "You're not good enough. You need to brush up your dancing skills even more." Those words confused me in a way that was not positive. They had power over me. My inner core was not strong enough to take this type of attack. I was tender and I submitted easily to what he said, which tore me down. When he spoke those words to me, I became restricted, restrained, and could not move away from the negativity that cut my spirit. I think sometimes we as people can be fueled by negative outside voices that untimely take control of us, silence our voice and restrain us from living. Have you ever been told you are not good enough? I'm not talking about when someone corrects us positively with love. I'm talking about a negative voice that looks to tear you down. Life becomes complicated when we lose our ability to speak against the negative voices that tells us we are not good enough in what we do. In what we say, with how we look, with how we feel, or that our life will not be safe from things that condemn us and confirm us. Life becomes complicated when negative outside voices destroy our values and then trick us like demons into thinking that it is okay when this happens. It takes a lot of courage to heal ourselves from the demons like hatred, jealousy, and anger. In today's Gospel text, we come to know the voices of the Pharisees and scribes of the synagogue who were jealous and angry at Jesus' performance and popularity among people. They wanted to use the power of their voice to silence Jesus' words of love, compassion, mercy, and hope. The same words that came straight from God's mouth into creation and then through Jesus to our ears. Do we try to silence the voices of God's church when people speak about love, service, and a community that is compassionate for all people, no matter who they are, because we are scared? We are God's children, and God's love towards us is unconditional. God is our refuge and rock in whom we trust, and His faithfulness is our shield. In today's reading, we hear many times about Jesus healing many people, and we also read about Jesus casting out demons. When we hear about demon possession in scripture, we can understand it as a demonstration of total domination and complete oppression of that individual, where the individual has lost all control of who they are, that their voice is totally silenced to this world as they cease to exist as a person. The possessed man tries to silence Jesus' voice by calling out his name and title. We can see Jesus' voice through God and Jesus Christ having the authority that silences all the demonic powers of this world. God, through Jesus Christ, speaks in a way that demonstrates to all unclean spirits that they are not good enough. God's voice, through Jesus Christ, can never be silenced. The good news and celebration of this gospel is God, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, have the power to exorcise all the unclean spirits in our life, which silence our voice and keep us away from feeling God's divine love. I truly believe that when I let Father, Son, and Holy Spirit into my heart, into my inner core, I was released from not being good enough. Those words that constricted me no longer have power over me. Because of the power of God's voice through Jesus, I have had many other positive experiences in life. And ultimately, I am here today as a woman of God to tell you about it. Therefore, you can know in your heart that God sent Jesus to this world, so you no longer have to be haunted by not feeling good enough because of negative outside voices. The truth of God's voice through Jesus Christ lets us hear that we no longer are possessed by this world of hatred, jealousy, and anger. The truth of God's voice cannot be silenced. It shall rise as high as the stars of the sky, flourish around an eagle's wing. God, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, proclaim now and forever that we have a voice that lives on forevermore. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive benediction. God the Creator strengthen you, Jesus the Beloved fill you, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter keep you in peace. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministry and our ability to bring you this radio broadcast, you can mail contributions to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street, in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Go in peace, be the light of Christ. Thanks be to God.